Some Americans who were with us on the first Sunday morning of 1984 are not among us to see the year out, but we remember them. Some of them probably we'll remember always. This morning, we'll just take a few minutes to say goodbye and reflect on the nature of a country that could bring such people as these were together on the same soil at the same time. Stephen Spender said it in a poem. I think continually of those who were truly great, who wore at their hearts the fire's center. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while toward the sun and left the vivid air signed with their honor. Ansel Adams was the mountain man of photography. He stood at the peak of his craft.
Yeah, I think this is really hot stuff. I've been accused many times of being just sort of a sublime postcard photographer.
Some postcards, some photographer. Andy Varapapa was also the best at what he did. What he did was roll balls down bowling alleys. Nobody did it better.
Practice makes perfect. And if you don't succeed in the first 30 or 40 years, stick to it. Something is about to happen.
Margaret Farrar must also have believed that practice makes perfect. She was the mother of crossword puzzles. She edited crossword puzzles for 65 years. She was the best. Charlie Lau died. What he was best at was teaching grown men how to hit a baseball with a baseball bat. The greatest of the batting coaches. Count Basie died. He could make one note say more than 10 notes played by anybody else.
Someone asked you to describe the Basie style. How would you describe it?
Pat your foot.
What a variety of geniuses we lost in 1984. Some had lifelong skills that made them famous. Some had one idea that made them rich.
Was it shopping carts that made you rich?
Well, they didn't make me poor.
Sylvan N. Goldman invented the shopping cart. When he died this year, they put his estate at $400 million. He had a little grocery store in the Depression and noticed that when people's shopping baskets got too heavy, they stopped shopping. He put the baskets on wheels.
What would our country be like if you'd never invented the shopping cart?
Oh, I'll tell you, it'd be just like it is now because somebody else would have.
Fred Waring died. He gave us, among other things, the Waring blender. What would we do without it? Howard Samuels died. He gave us the plastic bag. What would we do without it? Ray Kroc died. He started with one hamburger stand in Chicago selling all beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun and created an empire and changed our habits. Dr. John Rock changed our habits too. He invented the birth control pill.
Your attention, America. Tonight's the night to hit it right as we play Stop the Music. Harry Salter's orchestra.
Harry Salter died. He was one of the first radio band leaders. In his first band, he had Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, Gene Krupa, and Jack Teagarden. They left, but his band played on into the television era.
Mexican hat dance.
Mexican hat dance. You are right.
Very exciting one. Pat, if you'll press number 6 in the IBM machine, we'll get our list of questions.
Teddy Nadler won more than $252,000 on early television quiz shows by knowing the answers to questions like, name all seven batters Don Larsen struck out in his perfect game in the 1956 World Series. Teddy Nadler, who knew the answers, died this year.
Removes his cap from behind the plate. Umpire Pinelli awaits the pitch with intense concentration.
Babe Pinelli, who umpired the perfect game, died this year.
Pinelli's arm goes up. Strike 3.
Walter Hallis' ball club will
Walter Alston was also in Yankee Stadium that day as manager of the losing Dodgers, and he also died this year. Goodbye to the quiet man.
When I'm in New York, I'll never go to the Yankee Stadium.
Now,
I'll even go to see the Giants unless the South Pole's pitching.
Kenny Delmar was never quiet. He was loud and pontifical and funny as the mouth of the South, Senator Claghorn.
The Senate reconvened just in time.
Yeah.
I was glad to see Senator Aiken back. Aiken back, that's a joke.
I know it's a joke.
The United States cannot afford to go it alone.
Senator Aiken died. George Aiken was United States Senator from Vermont for 34 years, a maverick Republican of great ability and common sense. In 1966, his suggestion for ending the Vietnam War was for the United States to declare itself the winner and get out, which is pretty much what the United States did 6 long years later.
It is a leadership of weakness and fear which insists that we must imitate the Russians.
Frank Church of Idaho died before his time. He was another politician who could fairly be called a statesman, and another who wanted to end the Vietnam War long before it ended.
Oh, give us a home near the Capitol Dome.
Glenn Taylor died. He wanted to end all wars, as the banjo-strumming Progressive Party running mate of Henry Wallace in 1948. They lost. Everybody knew Tom Dewey was unbeatable that year.
You see, we were all so confident that Dewey would win that we stopped polling about 10 days or 2 weeks before Election Day.
And in George Gallup's reputation as the premier poll taker of America survived his embarrassment of 48. By the time George Gallup died this year, the Gallup poll had become an international institution. All the composers we lost this year. Among them, the music man who wrote The Music Man, Meredith Willson, who will write songs for us now that he is gone.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, 3 tell me, dear.
And now that Abe Ullman is gone.
Pistol back in mama, lay that pistol down. Oh,
and Al Dexter.
R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P right now.
And Johnny Lee Wills.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends, we're dancing.
And the great Arthur Schwartz.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Words and music by Larry Stock.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Oh.
The Illinois Central Monday morning rig.
Words, music, and memories by Steve Goodman.
Your voice is what's the word?
Loud.
And who will sing our songs now that she is gone?
No business like show business, like no business I know.
When Ethel Merman died this year, they turned out the lights on Broadway.
14 years ago, my son stood here and delivered his great speech on I Have a Dream.
Martin Luther King Sr. led voting rights marches in the South in the 30s when that could cost a black man his life. His brave example influenced his son, whose example changed America forever. Daddy King, as he was called, lived long and honorably and died this year.
The sheep must be fed.
Leo Rossi died. He shot silent films for Fox. He covered Lindbergh's takeoff. He filmed the Korean War for CBS News. A lot of things you have seen on screens, Leo Rossi shot.
Leo Rossi, 35 years in the business.
What have you got there?
Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
No soldier ever actually liked K-rations, but they kept millions of GIs from going hungry.
You got tired of this, Charles?
I sure did.
Samuel F. Hinkle, who developed K-rations, died this year.
Mark Clark, 5th Army Chief, arrives. The
Mark Clark was a controversial general. They said sometimes he wasted the lives of his troops in World War II, but he swept across North Africa, and he captured Rome. Ruby Goldstein was a controversial referee. They said he stopped fights too soon or let them go on too long. But he worked 39 championship boxing matches.
Why can't you get it through your head that I am not trying to write fiction, that I am writing factual material?
Truman Capote was controversial, too, as a celebrity and pleasure seeker. Really, he was better as a writer. So was Lillian Hellman, who also lived her life in the public eye, feuding with friends and flaying scoundrels.
I think that whole Watergate group was a much worse group than McCarthy, because I think McCarthy was rather a crazy man. And I don't think the Watergate kiddies were loony at all, and thus I think were far more potentially dangerous.
Some Americans who died this year will be remembered for an instant in their lives. Edwina Trout McKenzie survived the sinking of the Titanic in 1912 and had something to talk about the rest of her life. She lived to be 100. The Lady in Black died. Each year for decades, Dietra Flamme brought a single rose to the grave of Rudolph Valentino. Who will bring a rose to her grave? Say goodbye to Janet Gaynor, who won the first Academy Award for Best Actress. Say goodbye to Johnny Weissmuller. In the movies, he never had much to say. Whatever William Powell said, he said elegantly.
It was spring in Venice, and I was so young I didn't know what I was doing. We're all like that on my father's side.
By the way, how is your father's side?
Oh, it's much better, thanks. And yours?
Another giant of late-night TV died.
Here's the world-famous Vegematic that slices whole potatoes completely with one motion.
But his gadget lives on. The Vegematic more or less worked as S.J. Popeil said it did in countless late-night television commercials, and he sold Vegematics by the millions. You probably have a Vegematic around your house somewhere. It was S.J. Popeil's triumph. He died this year.
So you can see, what's going on? What's going on?
Depending on your generation, you will want to remember Marvin Gaye.
Tear it all apart, but love me.
Or Andy Kaufman doing his Elvis imitation.
If you ever go.
Or Ina Ray Hutton and her all-girl orchestra.
What you gonna do tomorrow night? Let's do the town, do we ride? Hey, what you say, baby?
Jan Pierce died. He was a short man with a big nose and one of the great tenor voices of the century. He said, "My technique overcame my handicaps." Mabel Mercer died. When she sang at Bricktops in Paris, Cole Porter had a permanent table. When she sang in New York, other singers cut their shows short to hear her. Frank Sinatra said, "Mabel Mercer taught me everything I know." What pleasure they gave us in their lives. What songs they sang. What ideas they had. What they said and wrote and accomplished while they were among us. Lift a glass to them one more time for Auld Lang Syne.